Seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me. Dream a little dream of me. Sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worry.
Oh, Cherokee Chief, as he dances along, sings an Indian boogie to a white man's song, singing hey ho Alina,
hey ho Alina,
singing hey ho Alina,
hey ho Alina,
singing hey ho Alina, oh ho, no it's an eye. Well, he decked his over here and he decked his over there. Now he's decked in with a squaw called a standing bear, but singing hey ho Alina,
hey ho Alina,
singing hey ho Alina,
hey ho Alina,
singing hey ho Alina, ho ho, no it's an eye. He dinked his in a trot and he dinked his in a waffle, but he keeps on the shaking his old Tommy Hawker, singing hey ho Alina, singing hey ho Alina, singing hey ho Alina, ho ho, no it's an eye. Well, he sings a little soft and he sings a little laugh, but with his talking Tom a beating so big and proud, singing hey ho Alina, singing hey ho Alina, singing hey ho Alina, ho ho, no it's an eye. He's over here and he thinks he's over there. Now he's dancing with a squaw called a standing bear, but singing hey ho Alina,
hey ho Alina,
singing hey ho Alina,
hey ho Alina,
singing hey ho Alina, ho ho, no it's an eye. Now he's a Cherokee, a chippy face, you all might know, and he keeps on the singing, singing that up on yo, we're singing hey ho Alina,
hey ho Alina,
singing hey ho Alina, singing hey ho Alina, ho ho, no it's an eye.
Oh, Cherokee Chief, as he dances along, he sings an Indian boogie to a white man's song, singing hey ho Alina,
hey ho Alina,
singing hey ho Alina,
hey ho Alina,
singing hey ho Alina, oh no, 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 it's an eye. His old Tommy Hawk singing hey ho Alina,
Ooh, ooh, river.
It is time to open a thrift shop with DJ Frederick. All right, that was Hank Williams with the Cherokee Boogie. And before that, Johnny Horton with the Cherokee Boogie. And before that, Ozzie Nelson with the very first recorded version of Dream a Little Dream of Me from 1931. From a year before that, in 1930, the Memphis Jug Band with the Gator Wobble. And from 1927, Gus Cannon and the Minglewood Blues. Indeed, this is DJ Frederick in the Radio Thrift Shop, playing records with more snap, crackle, pop than a bowl of Rice Krispies. I'm going to start the program off today, if you could call it that. We're already about 16 minutes in. Here's another episode of the great Les Paul Show from the NBC Radio Network. In 1950.
The Les Paul Show. The Les Paul Trio and one recording machine bring you an exceedingly transcribed quarter hour of music you never thought could happen. Here's three people who sound like more and listen like a million. And here's the man in the middle, a Paul named Les.
Hi, this is Les Paul speaking. I'd like to introduce the other two members of the trio, Mary Ford and Eddie Stapleton.
Hi.
Eddie plays all the rhythm instruments and Mary does all the vocal parts.
Hello.
Well, Mary in real life is my squaw, you know.
Ugh.
Well, I guess that takes care of the introduction, so on with the show, and it's Nola.
Thank you.
Here's Mary Ford ready to sing.
Yes, I think you ought to tell them about that little guitar you just played with a weird sound.
Oh, well, that guitar is about 18 inches long, and it's tuned about an octave higher than the big standard guitar. And that's how we get that different sound. Now back to more music. This time we all get a workout. It's The World is Waiting for the Sunrise. You know, Mary, we've sure got an unusual bass player at that.
Yes, I noticed.
Ed, open your mouth a minute. Mary, just listen to these teeth.
Hmm.
Now, say ah.
Ah.
No, say ah, you know.
Ah-ha.
Ed, see, he's just from sturdy stock. Ed, how much is 6 and 6?
12.
72 and 72.
Ah.
Well, now, that's a little rough. Well, we're going to feature Ed on this next number along with Mary and myself. Ed, when I drop my arm, that'll be your cue to start singing.
I got a little wife, she's the joy of my life. There's no place like home. I got a little house that I call my own. There's no place like home. I come home at night from a hard day's work, meet 6-7 kids with a face full of dirt. And they all go to sleep on the bosom of my shirt. There's no place like home.
Now? Not now.
Home, sweet, sweet home. There's no place like home. When the relatives come to visit you, there's no place like home. They'll bring their trunks and stick like glue. There's no place like home. They'll take all the very best beds you've got, and you can sleep out in a broken old cot.
Everybody breathe.
With a brother-in-law who's about half shot, there's no place like home. For medicine without any light, there's no place like home. You jump out of bed on an upturned track, come sliding down the stairs in the middle of your back. And your wife hollers out, oh, hurry up, Jack, there's no place like home. Home, sweet, sweet home. There's no place like home. With your
Get ready.
There's no place like home.
That's it, that's it.
Well, let's relax and listen to Mary sing Summertime.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Daddy's rich, and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Here's Ed playing all four of the rhythm instruments.
Hey, Les.
Yes, sir, Edward.
Could you try me with another number?
Well,
oh, no.
No, anything but that. And as I was saying, Mary's going to sing all the vocal parts.
And don't
parts.
Forget to tell him you play 7 guitars.
That's right, and the tune is Jealous.
I'm jealous of the moon that shines above. It shines upon the one I love. I'm jealous of the birdies in the trees, always singing sweetest melodies. I'm jealous of the pretty flowers too. I miss the kiss they always get from you. Jealous of the tick-tock on the shelf, even getting jealous of myself. Thank you.
jealous of the pretty flowers too. I miss the kiss they always get from you. I'm jealous of the tick-tock on the shelf, even getting jealous of myself. I'm jealous of myself.
Well, I guess we gotta run along, folks. Hope you enjoyed yourself. See you again soon.
All right, the Les Paul Show from 1950. That was a lot of fun. Definitely, definitely enjoyed that. And I think I'll be playing more editions of the Les Paul Show in the not-too-distant future, so please stay tuned. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop Freeform Musical Journeys for Mind, Body, and Spirit. And I have a little arcane radio news for you. For reasons unknown, playing chess over the radio was a dream of early radio men, and it's become a tradition ever since. And it probably has its roots in the much older tradition of playing chess games by mail. Chess was played by telegraph on December 5th, 1844, and the source on that early date is none other than a letter from Samuel Morse to lawyer Lewis McClanick. The players were selected from competing chess clubs to represent their respective cities of Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. A total of 7 games were played, and Washington emerged victorious. That was followed by a British chess match over telegraph in 1845 between Howard Staunton and a Professor Wheatstone. In 1858, they intended to repeat the publicly event over the transatlantic cable, but the cable failed and was not replaced until 1866. It's easy in this era to find news of chess lessons, chess news on the radio, but chess games were more common on the telegraph. In 1823, British Chess Magazine praises the reading of a paper on chess strategy with a sentence, "This is the first occasion in the history of chess that the medium of broadcasting has been used to popularize the subject." It may or may not have been the first, but it was certainly very early. There was also a similar broadcast on North German radio in 1925, but between those two events was the broadcast of an actual chess match on American college radio. It was most certainly the first radio broadcast of a chess match. 1150 WABQ AM was the station of the Haverford College Radio Club. The club had only 15 members, but they managed to communicate by radio with students as far afield as London. A 1924 issue of the Haverford College Record even described a radio club's chess match with the College of the City of New York as the first intercollegiate game. While that may be a bold assertion, the early date gives the claim significant credence. The radio chess continued and peaked possibly as late as the early 1970s. The ham-oriented magazine Amateur Radio continued to record similar but less notable chess events as late as 1985. And there you have it, chess match games played on the radio. I'll be right back after this. Thank you. right. Thank you, Harpo Marx. Great, great stuff. I'm going to play a couple of extended tracks during this last part of Radio Thrift Shop today. Here's a remix of one of my favorite tunes by the Doobie Brothers, Long Train Runnin'.
without love.
some wonderful music by Popol Vuh from the album Sing, for the song Drives Away the Wolves. That was You Shouldn't Awake Your Beloved Before It Pleases Her. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS. From acetates to 78s, from wax cylinders to music being released next week, tune in to Radio Thrift Shop for all of your melodic needs. I'll be back Sunday shortly after noon. And remember, wherever you are on the planet, don't get distracted by a culture in decline.